So hello everybody, welcome to this talk. So the title is Poke All the Microcontrollers, but the like story is GNU Poke inside GDB. So like we'll talk about Poke and GDB more than microcontrollers, so sorry for that part. But let's go to the, so first of all, what's GNU Poke? So it's the extensible, you can read it here, so the extensible editor for binary, for structured binary data, which is, so what's binary data? It's data encoded in sequence of bits, binary digits, 0, 1, and like this. And we can, so there are structures there, so it means there are relationship between the different bits. Okay, like here, we like grouped in 4 bits in nibbles. And like we can assign meaning to a part of like this structure, like this 8 bits as a whole, to be a number 67, for example, as a signed integer of bits 8. Or we can assign a meaning like a character C, as ASCII does. So it's like this is the part of the structures. And then you can have more complicated structures, like this part is the length, and this is the table, everything. So it's something like that. So, and then the editor part is that you have a CLI, which you can view the content and you can change it, hence the name Poke. And it's immediate, so it's like interactive. It's not about like, it's about when you are exploring the data. You're debugging, you're doing something, you're designing a data structure, like for encoding data, that's the best thing you can use. And it's extensible. So it means that there is a DSL to describe this relationship between the bits. Okay, so bits, we are talking about, like, we can address each bits. So, and then it's inside of the GNU Poke, we have this architecture, which is like, you have libpoke, which is the library which implements